Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Learning as a Human Act. There's a lot of conversation right now about learning, how to make it more efficient, how to make it faster, how to optimize it. And with AI, that conversation is only getting louder. But here's something we can't lose. Learning, at its core, is a human act. It's not just processing information. It's something much deeper than that. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is early morning quiet. Those moments before everything starts, when it's just calm, it's still, and you just can think clearly. That time is truly powerful. I love that time in the morning when I can develop these podcasts. I can think things through. I can record my podcast. Just time to reflect and to work and just to be with my thoughts. Second thing that I'm thankful for is laughter in the classroom. Those unexpected moments when students laugh and the room just feels light. That energy, it matters. The third thing that I'm thankful for is getting outside. Fresh air, movement, being in a different environment. It resets your mind in a way that nothing else quite does. Let's get back into the main topic, y'all. There's a tendency right now to treat learning like a system. Input, process, output. And while there are parts of that are true, it's incomplete because learning isn't just mechanical. So the topic we're going to be focusing on once again is learning as a human act. Learning involves emotion. Learning is not just cognitive. It's not at all. It's emotional too. Students feel things as they learn. Frustration, excitement, confidence, doubt. Like if you have a student who's struggling and then they finally get it, that emotional shift is part of the learning. It's not separate from that. You can't separate that. Learning, it requires connection. Students learn better when they feel connected to the teacher, to the classroom, to each other. When you have students who feel safe enough to participate, that connection changes how they engage. It makes learning more meaningful. And more real. Learning takes vulnerability. Learning, it requires students to not know something, to be unsure, to take risks. Think about it. You have a student who raises their hand without being certain or trying something new. That takes vulnerability, and that's human. That is part of the process. That's part of the power of learning, having that vulnerability. learning is not always clean or linear. Learning doesn't always move in a straight line. It can be messy, up and down, forward and backward. You might have a student who understands something one day and struggle with it the next. That doesn't mean learning didn't happen. It's part of how it works. It's just part of human learning. Learning is shaped by experience. Students bring their own experiences into learning, their background, their perspective, their history. You think about how you might have different students interpret the same idea differently. That shapes how they understand it. Learning is personal, not just universal. Learning is not just about information. It's about how that information connects to a person. And that's what makes it human. Learning takes time and space. Students need time to process, time to think, time to reflect. It doesn't happen instantly. When you give students a moment to pause, and then the thinking that's going on, it deepens. But the thinking would not have deepened had you not taken that moment to pause. That space, it matters, and we have to protect that time and that space instead of just cramming learning through. Learning is influenced by relationships. Relationships impact learning in a big way. Students respond to people, not just content. Students work harder because they feel supported. That relationship, it changes everything. It's part of the learning process when those relationships are there. Learning involves identity. Students are figuring out who they are, what they are good at, what they enjoy, what they believe. Students, they can start to see themselves differently because of something they learned. That is powerful, and that goes way beyond the content they are learning in a classroom. And learning is active, not passive. Students don't learn just by receiving. They learn by doing. They learn by thinking, by engaging. Students who can explain, question, or apply something, that's where learning becomes real, not just hearing something once and moving on. And teaching is human work because learning is human. Teaching is not just delivering information. It's working with people, emotions. It's having, it's relationships, and growth is in there too, in that human work. You have a teacher who responds to what students need in the moment. That's not mechanical. That's human. And that's why it matters. Learning is a human act, and teaching will always be human work because of it. And that's what makes this profession so important. As we do a reflective close, I'm going to say that wherever you are right now, just remember this, y'all, that learning is not just a process. It's not just a system. It's human. It's emotional. It's relational. It's personal. And when we remember that, it changes how we teach. It brings us back to what matters, because this work has always been about people. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.